B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Journey. And who's crying now? Well, you might be. You might be crying if you miss Journey in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to play Don't Stop Believing. That is your 10K No Repeat Workday song of the day for $500. There's no crying in radio.
No, you don't want, really?
Okay. Nope. Nope. We gave you a warning.
All right.
Yes. So it's Journey, Don't Stop Believing in the 1 o'clock hour. Details to follow. But right now, we got to go down to the laundry room. Here we go.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My goodness, you guys. This is brought to you by Ocean Edge Resort and Golf Club. Why you never, ever, 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 ever want to go on Naked and Afraid. You just don't, all right?
Okay.
And I knew it, but now I really know it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to that, let's talk about weirdo Orlando Bloom.
Oh,
all right? All right, Orlando Bloom, as you know, is dating, has a baby with Katy Perry. And he has a bizarre daily routine, which I read about yesterday. And I was like, I got to talk about this.
Okay.
It includes Buddhist chanting, earning his breakfast, eating things like green powders and brain octane oil, building with Legos, and then having some one-on-one eye contact with his new daughter, Daisy.
Okay.
So
that sounds pretty regular.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 6:30. Checks in on Daisy, does a little like FaceTime with her, Buddhist chanting for 20 minutes, and then he reads some Buddhist texts and types it up on his Instagram. Other than that, he won't look at his phone until later. Then he has some weirdo LA stuff for like porridge, hazelnut milk, cinnamon, vanilla paste, goji berries, a vegan protein powder, and he looks at cows and says that he thinks they're the most beautiful thing ever, although he does eat red meat about once a month.
Just the really good-looking ones.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is interesting. He asked to name the greatest love of his life. He listed his 10-year-old son, Flynn, Katy Perry, and their daughter, Daisy, and his dog, Mighty, who escaped last summer and may have been taken by a coyote that only ever found his collar, which is really sad. Right? Isn't that a sad story?
It is a sad story.
Sorry, it took a turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Speaking of meat and red meat, Meatloaf is turning this song into a reality show. You ready?
Ready.
Wow, that could be a fun reality show.
What's the idea here?
The idea is it's going to be a reality show where couples compete in challenges that test how well they can work together and trust each other, which I feel like is The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Amazing Race? Dave and I would watch The Amazing Race and be like, we would have murdered each other.
Why doesn't he just do a cooking show? If your name's Meatloaf, you do cooking.
Right? But if you have that song,
you know what? It could be like Bobby Flay.
You just love food.
It could be Beat Meatloaf. Right? You cook against Meatloaf.
Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds weird.
Please don't be in charge.
Okay. Well, just it's an idea.
Of naming anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Finally, you guys, we've gotten to the story that is going to haunt my nightmares forever. Now, Naked and Afraid premise. They drop naked people off in the woods, and then they're like, good luck, and then they film it.
Sounds like Bob Bronson came up with
right,
this
exactly.
Show.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
I have an idea, and then just add Meatloaf. Well,
look, anyway. True confession, I've never watched Naked and Afraid. It doesn't appeal to me. Do you guys watch that?
You have never watched Naked and Afraid.
I mean, I've seen it.
I feel like that would be on your list.
No, it's not. It's just, I don't know. You see...
It's not the fun kind of naked. You like it to be naked and unafraid.
Yeah. Unafraid. Naked and unafraid.
That's my favorite show.
Yeah, is that a show?
Yeah. Anyway, this is what happened to her.
Oh,
this
boy.
Woman, she quit after a couple of days because she was talking about the bugs and they got too invasive. And this is the stuff of nightmares.
How are you doing?
Oh, I can't handle these bugs. They're everywhere.
Hang in there, all right?
They crawl up in between my...
Oh.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, nightmare.
God, awesome.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, no thanks.
She didn't get more than 30 minutes sleep because she was just covered in bugs.
I don't like bugs even with pants on.
I know.
No. The show I like is Alone, and when that comes back, now that's a show.
You know, I love that show, too. I wish I was alone right now.
We can make that happen for 100 days. 100 days 100 alone.
100 days.
That's it. Right. You done?
Oh, I'm done.
All right, you sure are. Okay, look, it is Journey today. Don't stop believing. Let me give you the phone number because it's going to be worth $500 to caller 100. We play Don't Stop Believing 1 o'clock, 855-485-2000. That's the money line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.